Proclamation number 7340 of 18th of April, 1959. Bondage of Divine Love. Freedom from the adversary. All of you will become free from your adversary as soon as you trustingly hand yourselves over to me, as soon as you grant me the right over you which you once relinquished to my adversary. He is truly your enemy, for he wants to prevent you from attaining beatitude. But with me there is light and strength and bliss, and therefore he wants to prevent you from making contact with me. And he also keeps you bound until you desire me yourselves. But then his power will be broken, for I know about your desire and fill you with great joy, for thereby I will regain my children again, whom I had lost to my adversary for eternal times. Every heartfelt, fully believing prayer is therefore your voluntary acknowledgement of me as God and Father to whom you want to return. And you can give me no greater pleasure than to often dwell with me in thought, to enter into a silent dialogue or even to expect an answer from me to questions you address to me in the belief that you will receive an answer from me. Then you will only testify that it is your will to return to me, and then my adversary will have lost all power over you, although he will not stop struggling for your soul so that it will fall prey to him again. But my might and strength is stronger, and once you have turned to me I will not let you go again. After all, my bondage is only bliss and therefore cannot be compared to the bondage of bondage by my adversary. I wrap my child in an unbreakable bond of love from which it will no longer want to release itself because it causes it bliss. And thus you need not fear my adversary is your enemy either, for he is powerless the moment you unite with me through works of love, heartfelt prayer, secret dialogue and every desire to belong to me. And therefore it is extremely easy for you to attain beatitude again, because you only need to establish the bond with me, but this is to happen of your own free will and out of love. And you can easily kindle love for me in yourselves if only you see all the good that surrounds you and which you experience yourselves in earthly life, for all these are my gifts of grace to you which my love has in store for you. And if you can recognize my love therein, love for your God and Creator will also soon be kindled in you, and you will approach him as a child, you will love him as your Father of eternity and you will become free from my adversary, for he is powerless against love, love is the only weapon he succumbs to. But once you are free from him you have already fulfilled your task, for then you belong to me. And this is your earthly task to seek and find unity with me, which you will certainly establish through love for me and your neighbor. But to be free from my adversary also means to have found redemption from sin and death. For if you acknowledge me as your God and Father, you also acknowledge the one in whose shell I walked the earth to redeem you. Love has brought you light. You know that I and Jesus Christ are one, and you have given yourselves to him, thus to me, you have become mine of your own free will and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.